I'm Richard Carey, and thanks for joining me today on Tequila Radio for a show that I've been told we should call it the Sunday Lion Show, after my friend Jordan, who had a show called the Sunday Lion Show about 3 years ago. I always say lion too fast, and it sounds like Sunday Lion Show. I think that's what I should call it, the Sunday Lion Show, because sometimes when I grow a big beard, I look a bit like a lion, Richard the Lionheart. It makes sense, so I could call it the Sunday Lion Show, as a kind of mispronunciation of the Sunday Lion Show. Okay, it's settled now. It's now called the Sunday Lion Show. Unfortunately, no lions have been harmed in the making of the show. Well, at least not yet. So today, I'm giving you words of wisdom on how you can eat a hot meal without cooking it on cheap. So basically, obviously, you've got different options here. You've got like fast food restaurants, which are usually run by kings, colonels, or clowns. Going to one of these places always makes me feel, it feels like the food equivalent of adultery, really, doesn't it? Because you go there and you think, oh, this is going to be good. And then once you've finished, you're like really regretting it. It's just like, I shouldn't have done that. I just shouldn't have done that. It's like you've cheated on real food. It's terrible. A chippy tea is always a good shout, I think. But the problem is the salt and vinegar debate, isn't it? Because if you don't have salt and vinegar, you've got really bland-tasting chips. But if you do have salt and vinegar, you're going to need a drink with that. Otherwise, you're going to get really parched, and you're going to get chip hiccups. If you ever had chip hiccups before, or like breathlessness from eating too many chips, maybe it's just because I'm a bit of a glutton. I kind of don't like taking breaths in between eating, that this happens to me. I have had chip hiccups before. Now it's time for Poshify. We have this every week where I make the lyrics of a song sound posh, and you have to guess what the song is for today. The line was affirmative, this intercourse is flammable. So what song was that? Well, let's see, shall we? Yep, it was Kings of Leon with Sex on Fire. The clue again was, what is the motive behind playing this ballad at such ear-splitting amplitude on the grounds that we collectively want to? On the grounds that we collectively want to. The answer is, it's Billy Piper, because we want to. And obviously the link with Doctor Who is that Billy Piper played Rose, the glamorous assistant to the Doctor, and then she went on to play... She went on to be in Secret Diary of a Cool Girl. Two quite different roles with some slim similarities, I guess. Billy Piper there, because we want to. I must admit, I was singing along to that song, and I pretty much know all the words. How embarrassing for a 26-year-old male adult to be able to sing along to all the words to Billy Piper's Because We Want To. I need a life. So our Poshify was... He was a male whippersnapper. She was a young lady. Can I form it any more explicitly? He was a delinquent. She did choreographed toe dancing. What further can I verbalise? Congratulations to Tim, and you might have got it with that little slight hint there of a song. It is Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne. So if you remember, the clue was, they attempted to force my hand into rehabilitation, but I articulated thrice, absolutely not. So what was the answer? Well, congratulations to Mr. Daniel Minty, as he correctly guessed that it was Amy Winehouse with Rehab. I'll give you the clue once more. At the preceding Yuletide, I gave you one's cardiac muscles, but on the subsequent day, you dispensed it abroad. Well, if you guessed that was Wham! Last Christmas, you'd be half right, because there's a bit of a swerve going on. Woo! Yes, I am going to play... I'm not going to play Wham's Last Christmas, but I am going to play Wham versus Psy Last Christmas Gangnam Style. Yes, this is what you want, isn't it? And now it's time that we look into and open our doors for the Chuck Norris Advent Calendar. So on December 1st, in mathematical terms, Chuck Norris is equal or to or greater than your worst nightmare. December 2nd, the cow jumped over the moon because Chuck Norris threw it. Emberford. Philosophers now know if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, it makes the sound of Chuck Norris stomping on your head. December 4th, Chuck Norris does not have to buy a turkey for the holidays. The turkey comes to his house, gets in the oven, and commits suicide. And December 5th, Earth is not spinning around the sun. The sun is just desperately trying to keep a distance to Chuck Norris. And December 7th, when the bogeyman goes to sleep every night, he checks his closet for Chuck Norris. And December 7th, Chuck Norris can kill two stones with one bird. Last week, we looked at Chuck Norris in our Chuck Norris advent calendar. But this week, our Chuck Norris advent calendar has suspiciously gone missing. So instead, we have our Jack Bauer advent calendar. December the 8th. Jack Bauer doesn't need to search the internet. He just stares a computer down till it gives him the information he needs. December 9th. If Jack Bauer was a Spartan in the movie 300... the movie would be called One. December 10th, Jack Bauer once won a game of Connect Four in three moves. That's how good he is. December 11th, killing Jack Bauer doesn't make him dead, it only makes him angry. December 12th, in 96 hours, Jack Bauer killed 93 people and saved the world four times. What the hell have you done with your life? December 13th, Jack Bauer's favourite colour is Severe Terror Alert Red. His second favourite is Violet. Not because it's pretty, but because it sounds like violent. And December 14th, Jack Bauer named his cat Chuck Norris. Why? Because he's a pussy. And that was our Jack Bauer advent calendar. Obviously, there are quite a lot of Christmas songs that people don't like, and people think, ugh, not again. And I thought I'd compile my top five worst Christmas songs of all time. So here we go.
Number five.
I'm sorry, Ronan, but you can't cover Fairy Tale of New York and sound that Irish and drunk. It's Ronan Keating's version of Fairy Tale of New York.
For Christmas Day.
He ruined Axel F, and now he's ruined Jingle Bells, the crazy frog with Jingle Bells.
Number 3.
At 3, Mr. Blobby, I love you, and you did some great stuff in the 90s. Well, a lot of people hate you, and I don't like this song. It's Christmas in Blobby Land, no thanks. Transylvania's favourite pair of twins. Why would it be a pair of twins? I don't know. But anyway, it's Cheeky Girls with Cheeky Christmas.
Number 1.
I don't care if it's Millennium Prayer, if it's Saviour's Day, if it's Mistletoe and Wine, just please stop with a Cliff Richard at Christmas. Please give us anything else. Elton John, Paul McCartney, Band-Aid, Shakin' Stevens even. Just not Cliff. We'll end with On This Day in the Future.
In 2022, the first successful manned mission to Mars goes ahead. Astronauts are disappointed to find out the planet is not actually made out of chocolate.
In 2024, the Chuck Norris advent calendar is released commercially, but is quickly pulled from the market after 15 people are killed by a roundhouse kick.
In 2022, Google create a doodle that's so intricate it becomes the most powerful AI in history and overthrows mankind.
And in 2014, Richard finally admits he's run out of ideas for On This Day in the Future, even though he actually ran out of ideas for it 2 years ago. And in 2027, I am tragically killed after my experiment to bring the world a race of friendly, helpful cyborg grizzly bears goes horribly wrong. The bears have an interspecies war with the humans and go on to be emperors of the whole world. Thank you for joining me in 2013. Keep listening to the Kilo Radio in 2014. Ta-la! The Sunday Lion Show. Christmas Special.